You're listening to SBS News.
After weeks of border closures, Queensland finally opened up to Victorians and Sydneysiders on Tuesday. Tim Pearson is in a long-distance relationship and he finally reunited with his partner after 5 months.
We actually live in two different states and, yeah, both having kids, it meant quarantining for 2 weeks and that sort of thing wasn't possible. So, yeah, we've just been constantly watching the news, waiting for the borders to open and, yeah.
An estimated 6,000 people were booked on flights into the Sunshine State arriving at Brisbane Airport. Queensland police are reporting some overnight travellers on the roads turned up at the border to enter, but they had to wait an extra hour because of the time difference between states. Chief Superintendent Mark Wheeler says the border controls were in place for 250 days.
The good news for people who've gone into quarantine in the last 14 days from one of the hot spots of New South Wales or Victoria, and across the state there's 763 of them, they're eligible for release today, provided they undergo a negative COVID test.
Western Australia's hard border rules will also ease when the state allows arrivals from New South Wales and Victoria next week. From Tuesday, December the 8th, travellers from those states can visit without quarantine, but they must undergo a health screening at the airport, complete a travel pass, and take a COVID-19 test if required. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says the government has made a safe, cautious decision.
Our first border controls were introduced all the way back in March, 9 months ago. As a country, I'm so relieved we've gotten to this point. It's a credit to all Australians that we are nearly at the point of eliminating the virus in the community.
The state government has declared South Australia will remain in the medium risk category until at least December the 11th. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall welcomed back Victorians who are now able to cross the state line without needing to quarantine. A new business check-in system has also come into effect.
At the moment we have the Emergency Management Act in place, and what they have under that act, we have a major emergency declaration. There is no plan to lift that at the moment. Obviously we will need to lift that, and we're working through the way that we actually do that.
South Australian health authorities have announced one new previously unreported coronavirus case. They say an international traveller wasn't publicly recorded previously but has already been cleared of the virus. Chief Public Health Officer Professor Nicola Spurrier says she also personally spoke to a man who went out shopping but later tested positive to coronavirus.
In this situation, the one person that was faulted has been contacted and I've given a personal apology. It in no way has had any impact on the public.
She's reminded the community that the virus is unpredictable and many travellers didn't expect the airport festivities celebrating today's border openings. This mother and son reunited in South Australia after months apart.
It's bloody brilliant. Yeah, really nice. Well, I don't think I've seen you since Christmas.
No, we haven't seen each other since January.
Missed a wedding and, since January, so.
Tasmania will also ease its border restrictions with South Australia this week, meaning the island state will be fully available again for the first time since March. South Australian arrivals will no longer have to quarantine from Thursday. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.